Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chief Justice Roy Moore has been suspended for life, if you will, by what is called the Court of the Judiciary. And this Court of the Judiciary, a 9-member panel, literally violated the law to do what it ultimately did in this case, at the same time claiming that the Chief Justice violated the law by advocating that the probate judges in the state actually disobey federal court rulings. Unbelievable situation. We're going to take it apart on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, as you know, the COJ, the Court of the Judiciary, is an appointed body. Three people of the 9-member panel are not lawyers. One person is a lawyer. The other five are judges. So it's made up of judges, a lawyer, and three lay people who have no experience in law. And under what they call Rule 16 that governs this particular panel, if you are going to remove a judge from office, I will read what it says. Removal of a judge from office requires the concurrence of all members sitting. In other words, a unanimous vote. A unanimous vote is required. 9-0 if you're going to remove a judge from office. In this case, they acknowledged that only a majority of them, maybe five, but certainly not nine, five of the nine, possibly six of the nine, but a majority is only five, a majority wanted to remove him from office, meaning that they didn't have nine. They didn't have the unanimous vote. And what they do, they didn't remove him from office using the term removal, but they removed him from office in a de facto way by suspending him for the rest of his term without pay, no health insurance benefits. He will not accrue any more retirement during this time, and that suspension is for the rest of his term, which is about 2.5 years from now until January 2019, effectively removing him from office and putting him in a real quandary.
Yeah, you know, Matt, in employment law, as you know, there's something called a constructive discharge. It's where an employer knows that in a state, perhaps it is not an at-will state, they know that they don't have the goods on someone to actually terminate their employment. So they create such a hostile environment that constructively the person is forced to quit or to resign this is kind of like that. They skirted the law here, went around the law and got the same result that they were looking for, all politically motivated, which was to terminate permanently Justice Roy Moore, to have him removed from the bench. But they couldn't do it legally, so they had to create this constructive scenario, this situation where they literally suspended him for life. It's unbelievable that these individuals who are charged with upholding the law and being arbiters of the law would abuse the law in such a way. So there's an appeal pending, correct?
Yeah, we've appealed it to the Alabama Supreme Court, and we'll talk about that in later. But, you know, what we have here is worse than removal. Removal from office would be you're removed from office, you can't go back to work, and then you can go out and do whatever else you want to do. You can find a job in some other area. But removing somebody this way, which is suspending for the rest of your term, not suspension for 6 months and you still have 18 more months of service, but for the rest of your term, 2.5 years, suspending them for the rest of the term without pay, without insurance benefits, without accruing any more retirement benefits towards your ultimate retirement, means that you have been removed, but there's a catch here. Since you technically are still the Chief Justice, you're under the judicial canons. What does that mean? Well, the judicial canons say that a judge cannot go out and have other outside work, cannot go out and fundraise. So the Chief Justice has no income, no benefits, no more retirement accruing, cannot go back to work, is banned from the third floor of the Supreme Court of Alabama. He is persona non grata, and On the other hand, he can't go find another job. He can't work. So he cannot find other employment, just like a sitting judge cannot have another job, cannot lead another nonprofit organization, cannot go out and fundraise. That is prohibited by the judicial canon. So he cannot make a way to pay his bills and to put food on the table for 2.5 years.
You know, guys, it just seems like that now they're just making up the law. What happened to the law and abiding by the Constitution? And, you know, sitting in that trial for 6 hours and watching, you know, them try to defeat him with not any kind of basis, not any kind of legal basis at all, just mainly drama, you know, hearing his testimony and then, you know, you, Matt, as well as our other attorneys representing him with clearly the facts, but now they've tossed him under the bus, but with no legal precedent.
And in doing so, they clearly, openly violated the law.
Yes. This, I mean, how ironic is that?
Violated the law at the same time claiming that his administrative order advocated the probate judges to violate the law.
I mean, the political motivation is so blaringly obvious in this. You know?
It is. I mean, it's stunning that it is this openly transparent that they have violated the law in this way. I mean, there's other ways that they clearly violated the law as well, but this is outrageous. The case should have been thrown out because right. when they ask who is favorable now to remove him and they don't have all hands raised, what are you supposed to do? Dismiss the case. We don't have enough to remove him, put him back on the bench. We cannot remove him. That's the only penalty that the Judicial Inquiry Commission sought, total removal, the death penalty, if you will. They didn't have the votes. It's like a grand, it's like a jury.
Right.
You have a death penalty and you say, well, we didn't have enough votes to impose the death penalty, but we're going to impose the death penalty another way. They have imposed the death penalty in a right. in another way that's prohibited by the law.
Or even worse, it's like the judge on the bench, the jury comes back and it's a split. Six say not guilty, six believe he's guilty. Well, you either have a hung jury, you dismiss the case, whatever. It's like the judge going, no, you know what? I think that he is guilty, even though the jury says he's not. And so I'm going to arbitrarily and unilaterally determine that he's guilty. And in fact, even though they didn't ask for the death penalty here, I'm going to go ahead and impose the death penalty. It's lawlessness in the name of upholding the law, and in a case where clearly the facts supported Justice Moore. He was actually the one obeying the law, and so this is so politically motivated, and it just is a microcosm for the lawless nature of our nation right now and our judiciary. There is so much corruption that is running rampant in the Alabama judicial system.
And not to mention the conflict of interest there. I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center, who's behind all this, trying to get the Chief Justice off the bench, the lead attorney used to work for them. I mean, you talk about
the lead attorney
smelling like a conflict of interest.
Yeah, and he was specifically appointed by the Judicial Inquiry Commission to be the prosecutor in the case. So the prosecutor is a former director, legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
So they're
prosecuting
making up their
own rules. The complaint filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah.
When I argued the summary judgment hearing in early August, I heard some intel from a source before I did the argument that the head of the Court of the Judiciary had told someone high up, I won't say who, that if they don't have the 9 votes, which he didn't think they did, that they would do exactly what they just did, that they would suspend him for the rest of his life. I brushed that off as just some backroom chatter, but when I did the argument and it was clear that we won, it was clear that the JIC did not prevail, and it was clear they should have ruled for us in August, and they didn't. I told people back then the reason why they didn't rule is because they didn't have 9 votes to remove. And so the next best thing is to kick the can down the road for 2 months and keep him off the bench 2 more months. Well, 2 more months later, we had the hearing. They still didn't have the 9 votes to remove him. So they invented this never, never land position that's actually worse than removal. It's removal without the ability to earn a living for 2.5 years. Removal for life. It's unbelievable. Anyway, this case has been appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court, so continue to pray for the Chief Justice. Pray for Liberty Counsel in this and other cases. For more information, you can visit lc.org. That's lc.org. Also, Pray for Liberty Counsel and our legal team, and become a regular financial contributor and supporter of the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. And you can learn more and learn how to do that online at lc.org. Continue to pray for this case and stand with us. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.